I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. What a time to be a sports fan. We've got hockey, we've got basketball, we've got baseball. NFL is on the horizon. I guess you could talk about what you ain't got with college football, but let's talk about what we do have. And we're going to talk some hockey. We're going to talk some baseball. The hockey has really, really been exciting. The bubble is giving us some great, great games. They haven't had any issues with the virus. And if anybody is going to be able to talk to us about the NHL, it's Blackhawk West. Hey, Blackhawk, a lot of great hockey out there.
I'd say so. We had a game the other night, and it went five overtimes, and I think it went down to 3 minutes to go in it. So they almost played three full games of hockey in one. We had another OT today and another one, two OTs today, and we had another one last night.
I know very little about hockey in terms of the rules, but I do know that in the sixth and seventh and eighth periods, teams get sloppy.
They do, and in that fifth overtime, they're just turning around and flinging the puck at the net. I mean, and a lot of these teams didn't really have much time to get back into shape. I don't know how much these players were working out in a gym. That's certainly different than ice shape.
Once you get into those later games, maybe being off helped them.
Today's teams, they're pretty hard to read. I look at this Columbus and Tampa game. You know, I still like Tampa in the series, but that one I'm starting to rethink because Columbus knocked them out last year. Tampa was the number one seed, and Columbus knocked them out. You see it in the way that they're playing, that they just there's a fire there that's truly intangible. Their stats don't add up to what they're doing on the ice. And I think that the East is wide open. I really don't see which team is going to win the Stanley Cup out of the East. I don't think that they are. I thought it would be Tampa at this point. Columbus, Carolina, I think have the best chance. I still believe in Carolina to take out Boston.
Let's look at the fact that, you know, with our EasySportsData.com program, we track every line for every section of the game, for every game, for every sport. And one of the things I noticed that the beginning of the NHL playoffs was very similar to the third week of the NFL season, where every single total is the same because they really have no idea what's going to happen.
They really have no idea what's going to happen. You know, a team like Tampa, who scores a lot of goals, they lost 3-1 today. And you look at the last game that they were in with Columbus, that game was 3-2. 5.5 is usually where they set the over-under. Teams, they usually set it at 2.5 or 3 for the team. Some of these teams that really light it up, they're not scoring goals. I mean, Colorado is capable of scoring 5 goals in a game. You know, they won yesterday by scoring only 3 goals. You know, I really like Tampa to win the series, but I was playing Columbus with the points. So I'm watching this game that goes 5 overtimes, and it's 2-2. So the game is ending on a 1-goal margin. That's it. I'm a winner.
All right, we're going to look at your selections, your series selections, and we're going to see now, it's only been a game or two, but we're going to see where you are now versus where you were before the series start. And do you see any of these series not even making it to Monday or Tuesday, because I think they get a day off and then they're playing back to back some days.
Yeah, well, Boston played, the Boston Carolina was back to back because that 5 OT caused the game to be delayed till the next morning. That was on at 10:00 in the morning yesterday, and now they're back on the ice today. But I don't see that happening again.
So let's the first series we talked about. I asked you about the Lightning series. You said Tampa Bay's offense is too much.
Yeah, I still like Tampa to win the series, and I think now there may be some value. They'll update it in the morning, but I think now there may be some value because the series is tied up. But even in today's game, Tampa didn't get very good goalie play, and Columbus did. Tampa had 37 shots on goal. That is a lot of shots in a three-period game, and you know they only put one on the board. So Columbus had an outstanding performance out of a goalie. The series is tied 1-1. I still think Tampa's going to win. It's just going to take a little bit more time than a five game. So I still feel good about that pick.
All right, so the next series, we got the Flames at the Stars, and you think Calgary, but you said it's going to go the distance, maybe.
I think it's going to go the distance, and I think that just because Dallas can play defense, and they can also score goals when they decide to, but Calgary's just playing hot. They got speed. They don't belong, and they're winning.
The Hurricane at the Bruins, your comment was you like Carolina, and you're going to take the point.
So I have Carolina for the series, which is plus 135 after the loss. So I've been taking Carolina and the points, and I took Carolina at the series, got it at plus 135, even after the loss yesterday. I still think Carolina is very much in it, and I was able to get more money on it at plus 300.
All right, so let's get to your Blackhawks Golden Knights. I mean, big favorites. Like you said, the Blackhawks probably in a regular season are watching. Now they're playing because they had a good little run, but they're down 2-0.
They're playing on top. Today was a tough game, but the biggest piece that I saw in today's game is Corey Crawford faced 16 shots in the third period. Now, that got them to a place where they were in a position to go into overtime and potentially even up the series. But that is just that's a bad recipe to, you know, they're coming off of a second period where they scored three goals to tie it up. And then in the third period, they asked their goalie to stand on his head and face 16 shots. 16 shots is a lot to face, especially when you look at some of these other games. Columbus only took 22 shots in the entire game earlier today, and the Blackhawks asked their goalie to stop 16 in one period.
Islanders at Capitals. Islanders are up 1-0.
And I still like them. I took the Islanders at plus 130. It is now minus 155. So if you were playing that type of deal in the stock market, you did well. But I like the Islanders. I didn't see much out of the Capitals in the qualifying round, and you know the Islanders beat them 4-2. Went up 1-0. I don't know that there's going to be that kind of margin in tomorrow's game, but I think they're going to go up 2-0, and this series will probably be over in six.
And with the Coyotes Avalanche series, you just said simply Colorado's a better team.
Yeah, forget it. I mean, just forget it. At this point, I think it could be a sweep. It goes five. You know, that would surprise me.
With the Canadiens Flyers, you said watch the first two games. You weren't sure which way they were going to go, but in the long run, the Flyers should win it.
Yeah, the Flyers should. The Flyers came out really wanting to play hockey in the seeding round and, you know, the round robin. And, you know, the first game, it was interesting. It was 2-1. It was low scoring. It was back and forth. But, you know, Philadelphia outshot them 31-28. Montreal covered. And, you know, I think that tomorrow's game is probably going to be similar. I think it's probably going to be more goals. I think it'll probably be, you know, a 3-2 game, maybe a 4-2 if there's an empty netter. But I think that's about where it ends. And Philly's going to have a 2-0 lead.
And then the final series, Canucks at the Blues. You said it didn't really matter because they're not making it past the next round.
It really doesn't. Unless Chicago wins this series, this winner would have to go to Colorado.
So let's talk about live action.
The live action, the patterns I see with hockey, which is great. If you get 7 minutes into a game and there's no score, the individual team over-under will drop. Most of these 5 and 5.5 point over-under totals, if you get, you know, 5 to 7 minutes into a game, you're going to see your team's over drop to 2, drop to 1.5. Those are the ones that I find the most value in. If there's a power play against the favorite, you'll probably instantly find a live action bet that's going to pay better for just a flat out money line bet. You might even see the point spread come down and pay a little bit better. The power play against teams usually help, you know, and just silence helps too. If you see a goal real quick in the first 2 minutes of the game, the over under is going to shoot up to 7. At that point, most of the time I take the under if they're two low scoring teams.
All right, my man. So we're going to do is we'll keep in touch over the weekend. Hopefully we'll be cashing some of those series plays, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Talk to you later, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Blackhawk West. It's always fun talking some NHL hockey. It really is. I've been following it with our EasySportsData.com program. Just doing really well with live action. And hockey's exciting. It's an exciting sport. When we come back from break, we've got Jonathan from San Antonio talking some Major League Baseball and his Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Just been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. If you missed any of Wes's talk about the NHL, you really need to go back and listen before the games. There's five games today. And those two bubbles up in Canada, they sure have been some exciting hockey. Last night's final had nine goals, and anytime you've got nine goals, it makes hockey a little more exciting. Let's slide right now from one bubble to one non-bubble. The MLB, of course, is still traveling today. Every day it seems like they've got some postponements, but by the end of this weekend, they'll be a third of the way through the season. So let's reach out to Jonathan from San Antonio and see how he's doing with the first third of the season.
I'm doing great. I think the betting trends have kind of been up and down, of course. We'll see in every betting season. But you can still find some good value there. I'm an Orioles fan, and that's pretty clear. And third away of the season, and we're in the playoffs. So we got 66% more, and hopefully we can keep putting up some runs. But whether or not, either way, you're going to find value on the Orioles every night. They're still at plus 165 tonight, and it's just, I mean, if you're going to give me that, they're putting up runs. I think they got the second best offense in the AL right now. And the plus numbers, the market really just doesn't believe in these teams. And if you can find plus money on baseball, you got to take it. Yeah, I'm 33-33, but I'm up 6.5 units. You got to find the value for you.
Well, we have followed you on, of course, social media, and there have been some really wild games in the last week or so. Holy cow.
Oh man, I bet that one day, a couple days ago, I took the Orioles in that 10-9 game where I think they scored like of the 10-9, I think they scored 8-6 in the last 3.5 innings, and then the way I got the win was a 2-out, bases loaded pop up that just dropped in by the pitcher in just a crazy way. And then I had the Rockies in the under. Rockies is looking great. They're up, you know, 6 runs, 8-2. The under's looking great. Just got to get 3 outs and they give up 5. You know, I lose the over under in the 9th inning. Then not only did I lose the over under, I'm sweating there, Chaz. I'm sweating. We got guys on the bases, a home run away from me losing both. So it was a crazy, crazy day of betting. And then the next night I laid on the Jays. I actually laid the money on the Jays, and they're down 8-0, and they come all the way back 11-11 to just give up 3 in extra innings. So it's been a crazy week for baseball betting.
Looking at this weekend's games, what series are jumping out at you and that you're already looking at?
You know, I think last week you asked me that question. I told you Yankees and Rays would be a series to look at. And I thought I would have been on the Rays, and I actually was on the Rays twice, Yankees twice, just because of the way the value turned out. I didn't get as much value as I thought I was going to be on the Rays.
I do remember that, and they were, they were favorites with one of those wins.
They were favored in one of those wins, yeah. So, I mean, the market kind of saw what I was seeing. I thought maybe that because of the public going to be on them. But this week, I do think that a good series to look at is the Brewers and the Cubs. You might be in some good value here with the Brewers. Brewers are a good ball club, and the Cubs is only losing three games. So I think with that, you might see some a lot of public money on the Cubs. You might get good value there. I also think looking at the Seattle series, Houston is not the same without the trash can. You know, it's hard to bang on trash cans when there's no fans. And that just goes with, I mean, you look at their top three hitters from last year, they're all batting 210 and under. So that might be a good series to look at.
Yeah, they're like we've talked about in the past with some of those underdogs, they could lose the series and you can win money going 1-2.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, like I always tell people, the worst team in baseball still going to win 33% of their games.
Is there a pitcher so far this year that you don't care who they're playing, you're betting him? Have you found any of those?
There's a guy that I will bet against, and it's Rick Porcello. I'll fade that guy no matter what the line is, I think, depending on the pitching matchup. But I think he gets I think he's overvalued. So he's a bet against pitcher, and I have those, you know?
Yeah, of all the four major sports, hockey, basketball, baseball, and football, the whole pitcher concept in the first five innings, there's no other sport that gives you the opportunity to find, especially when you have these guys that are coming up and maybe nobody knows them. And you're looking at our Easy Sports data and you're saying, hey, look at this guy. This is his third professional start. He's playing against some big guys, and maybe he's not getting the run support, but he's not giving up any runs. He's given up three runs and three starts in the first five innings, and then all of a sudden you can find yourself hopping on to somebody early because, again, we've seen the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings this year is, wow, anything's possible.
They have been some wild games this year that I've actually – and weirdly enough, I've been a part of a lot of those games. I was on the Braves when they came back and they were down 10-3 against the Mets and they came back 11-10. I was on the Braves that game. I've been on some wild games and it's all seven inning and on. And if you get to extras, I mean, it's all best off at that point. You know?
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons I love live action. If I like it, team. I like them because I handicap them. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you're just wrong. It happens. But
yeah.
if you believe that you're, 70% of the time you're going to be right and you believe in a team, that Atlanta game, you could bet $100 say it was at even money just for math. We'll do even money. And then all of a sudden, you got them at plus 781. You can bet $15. And if they win, you win as much as you did on the original bet.
You got to find that. You got to find those things that makes you the best bang for your buck. You know?
Live action is really a big, important tool.
I mean, there's a lot of opportunities. In baseball, I will say, it's very hard to... Like, I was down, they were down 10-3 in the sixth inning. That's pretty hard to live. I mean, did they win? Yeah, but it's pretty hard to live bet a team that needs seven runs in three innings. You know what I mean? Like,
the only way you could do that is when you're throwing some, that's the same money. You know that pretty girl in the front of the casino with the big wheel?
Yeah. That's what that is, yeah.
Yeah. The Mo Radio Show, we call that the WTF money, and that's what it is. You throw a $10 bill at plus 680, and you don't expect to hit it. But, all of a sudden, you don't need, like we've talked about, when you're plus 680, if one out of seven wins, you're even.
Oh, yeah. And I had my finger on the trigger. I was like, I'm going to do it, and I pulled back. I'm like, you know what, let's just take the L. I really believed in that when the Mets bullpen came in. I just didn't pull the trigger at all. And sometimes it's about having the cojones to just put a 10 spot on it or a 15 spot on it and see what happens.
Yeah, but I'm looking at those Orioles and they have a plus 15 run differential, and that's not bad.
They can score a lot of runs, and that's what I tell people. It's early, and their pitching is going to struggle. I was talking to somebody who's like, do you think they can win? Like, you actually think they're going to make a run? I'm like, no. I don't. I'll be ecstatic for them just to make the playoffs. Their pitching is going to struggle, but they can hit against anybody. Their leadoff guy is batting 360 or so. And Santander, their number two guy, and he's got the second most, he's got the most RBIs in the past 2 weeks. He's got the second most RBIs in the league. They can hit home runs. Their nine hitter has 3-4 home runs at Pavelka. And I mean, they just had the, it's weird because it's a lot of the same guys from last year. We added, I think Vallejo's new, but we added a couple guys, but our pitch is pretty much the same. We added like two guys in Wade LeBlanc and Tommy Malone that are like our guys. Alex Cobb's finally pitching this year. He was out all last year, but you know, our pitching is going to struggle. Our bullpen kind of struggles. We only have two, three guys that put in trust. The other guys are not that good, but you're going to get value on them all year. And I do believe, I think the books are really waiting for the Orioles to be the Orioles, and you're going to get that value all year. I think be careful with it because there might be a streak where the Orioles start losing 6, 7, 8 in a row, maybe 10 or 12 games or whatever, and then we're back to the Orioles, but you'll still get that value.
They've got the best road record in Major League Baseball at 7-1, and 7-1 on the road isn't too shabby.
That's not at all. If you can win 7 games on the road out of 8, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, man. Good luck. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can follow your guys on Twitter, your handicappers that are just throwing numbers out there. But this is our 7th year, and we've been talking with Jonathan and Wes for most of them, and we've tracked their winning percentage. We know how much they know, and now we know it too. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Don't forget to check out sportsbettinglessons.com. Send in your email and your name. You'll get access to the EasySportsData.com reports. You'll start winning more bets now. I'm Second Half Chaz. Always be cashing.